the sort of outer wheel well, or the one that's, you know, the rocks actually hit. We've made them out of galvanized steel, a thin sheet, but it's, you know, it's a bit of, it's a job. There's no question. And then we kind of make them sort of flat and you know, angled on either end. And then we would stick a piece of 1-inch rigid foam right on that and literally tape it together to make literally a box. And then we would build the inner wheel well from aluminum and pop rivet it together. So basically it's 1-inch offset from the outer wheel well. And it actually makes a very robust wheel well. Certainly, it's all very doable. It really depends on time and budget, I guess.
What does these new ones from Airstream, these new wheel wells, what are they made out of?
They're thermoform plastic. So, you know, they're not bulletproof. We've certainly had customers come in with disasters where either a previous owner or the particular customer has gotten a flat tire. And it will, that while the tire is flailing around in the wheel well, it destroys them or half destroys them. And the people, you know, they don't get down on their knees and look up inside the wheel well when it's dark in there anyway. They don't realize that they're split and, you know, it's leaking water in between the inner and the outer. And then you end up with floor rot as a result of that. We did have one client, believe it or not, I think his trailer was a late 80s, 31, 2 foot, something like that. Anyway, the ambient fill hose was basically between the wheels, sort of just above the wheel well cutout, and there's a molded-in cavity in the wheel well. And when he lost the tire, destroyed his wheel well, and broke his ambient water fill off as well.
Oh, yuck. Extra damage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it, you know, when he showed up with this thing. He goes, oh, I can't fill my water. It just ends up in the trailer. I said, what do you mean? We went and looked at it. It was such a hard flailing that it smashed the heck out of the inside of the wheel well, but broke that the hose off the neck.
How hard would it be if you bought the ABS one from Airstream and then you just kind of lined the outside of it with some, like, sheet aluminum? And, you know, could you do that to toughen it up a little bit without having to rework the whole thing, or would it be worth it?
Well, it's probably doable, but I think the more important thing is, you know, even with the ABS one, is make the use that same rigid styrofoam or insulation board space between. So it's actually more robust than what Airstream does. So, you know, it's actually polyethylene, I believe, high-density polyethylene, which is a pretty tough material, but if there's nothing supporting it, it can split. But, you know, if you've got a rigid foam board behind it and then another wheel well inside of that, you've really got a sandwich structure going on there, which can be really pretty tough.
Yeah.
And then, of course, get good tires.
And replace them at least every 5 years old.
Well, exactly. You know, don't, you know, this is another one of those things where, you know, penny wise, pound foolish.
Yep. Yep. That's right. Save a buck today so you can spend $1,000 tomorrow.
That's right. And I see it all the time.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. But I know it's tough to look at the tires, and they look lots of new tread, you know, nice thick tread and all this stuff. And they,
oh, I know.
You know, they look nice, and he's like, I don't want to spend $600 or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did exactly the same thing, you know, and but I took the tires off, you know, and I moved them over onto my utility trailer. You know, it's going, well, whatever, you know, it hauls stuff to the dump on occasion, and it, you know, if a tire blows, oh, well. And yep. Haven't had issues, so.
Yeah, yeah, that's a safer place. You could see them easily.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. And, you know, and the